I don't know about you, but that 7 o'clock news. I'm sorry. Okay, maybe I'll just go back to bed. Good grief. Not every other story was government attorneys doing this and government attorneys doing this, and the mouse is suing DeSantis, and Joe Biden pumping his fists. Oh, well. Way it goes. Good morning. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. This week, we decided we would kind of spend the week looking at the area homeless. Talked to Dr. Barry Bacon about a variety of issues, including the outdoor homeless camp. We talked with Dr. Bacon about what he's doing for the people at that outdoor camp and his plans for the homeless.
We made it clear to the mayor that we did not support this as an answer to the homeless situation. We needed to have housing. They need a roof over their head and they need a lock on their door. They don't need much. But in order to move their lives forward and stay out of the chaos of addiction and all the stuff that happens when you're living on the streets, plus the vulnerability of their things, they can't keep their things safe. We told him, look, we're not going to be able to support this. We don't think this is the right direction. But because these are people that we serve, we're going to continue to serve those individuals that are in this very difficult dilemma. So the services that we provide, we have an outreach program from the rest stop. So volunteers and our director, Teresa Lang, go down and visit with folks at the site, and they may bring them blankets or food or water or clothing or socks, you know, just small things to make their lives a little bit easier. So yes, we do provide those basic services, and she invites them to come to the rest stop if they need to wash their clothing, if they need to just sit and be in a warm environment and talk to another human being, if they need to create a connection on the internet, they can do that. They can have an online meeting with someone. So there's a number of services that we provide to those folks, both at the rest stop and as an outreach of our work.
Well, tomorrow we're going to hear some more ideas on how to help people transition out of addiction into clean, sober housing. And tied in with that discussion on housing, Stevens County commissioners, they'll be participating in a housing roundtable meeting. Local and affected agencies and departments, that gathering going to come up next month in May. Going to discuss the current lack of affordable housing in the county. Unless there's a change in government attitude, it's just going to be a waste of time. But we'll see if they can come up with some ideas. We're going to be talking with Stevens County Commissioner Greg Young about some of these matters.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
Well, the state funding a program. They say it'll help develop tourism around the state. It is a training session. It's coming up Saturday for anyone interested in becoming an outdoor guide or an outfitter. Certainly appropriate here in our area. Here's more on that.
My name is Shelley Stevens, and I am the regional marketer for Tri-County Economic Development District here in Colville. We applied for and were the recipients to be the pilot program for State of Washington Tourism's Rural Tourism Support Program, which was basically a community-driven strategic planning process where State of Washington Tourism brought in some experts to lead us through community workshops and to help develop a plan for what people that already live here would like tourism to look like in 10 years. And part of the results were three projects identified to work on and to implement based on community feedback. And one of those projects is guides and outfitters training. So we put together what we call an action team of people interested in helping to implement in what some form some guides and outfitters training. And the reason it was even an identified project to work on was the real kind of opportunity that exists here in Northeast Washington for some entrepreneurial, either new businesses or growing an existing guiding or outfitting business. So many people have discovered the great outdoors, especially since COVID, and to have people that are knowledgeable in a really wide variety of outdoor activities, not just fishing and hunting, but also collecting mushrooms or yoga on a paddleboard on the lake, or guided trail rides, just a real wide variety. So we got a grant from State of Washington Tourism, and we have hired a consultant, Dan Moore, from Pandion Consulting, and this is what he does, is train guides and outfitters. He even has developed a curriculum for Peninsula College in Washington to be certified. So we're having a full-day workshop. It's free. It's on Saturday, April 29th. From 9 to 4, and Dan Moore will be here to run the workshop. And we will also have representatives from the Colville National Forest and Lake Roosevelt National Recreation Area and other land managers to let folks know what their requirements are to operate on their lands. But Dan will also touch on basic business practices and insurance and other permitting and business structure and how to create the experience for the visitor and everything. So if anyone is interested in registering for that, they can go to our website, tricountyedd.com, and there's a link on there to register. And we'll feed you lunch, and you'll get to network with a lot of folks. Call the office, 684-4571.
All right. Get some of your state money back. Get educated how to be an outdoor guide or an outfitter. Tri-County Economic Development District, they're the ones putting this on. They'll get you lunch in that. Call them 509-684-4571. Won't cost you anything, and you might learn a whole lot. So that's coming up on Saturday.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville. For home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies, call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
Well, coming up in May, 1st of May, there is going to be the final hearing, the City of Colville Planning Commission. They have a new ordinance they're working on for accessory dwelling units, basically putting a second house on a lot. Planning Commission Chairman Doug Kyle explains what the plan is.
On May 1st at 6 o'clock at City Hall, the Planning Commission is going to have a final hearing to review the draft ordinance for ADUs, or accessory dwelling units. These are an older style unit in a lot of cities, but they're new to the Colville area. And basically what it allows you to do, if you live in a single family residential home on a single family residential lot, you're allowed to have a small accessory dwelling unit on your property. In the past, they've been called granny flats or mother-in-law houses. Our particular ordinance is going to limit them to 900 square feet. They have to meet certain setbacks, but it allows you to have another type of housing on a single-family residential lot that can be rented out for tenants or relatives. Mobile homes is not included in accessory dwelling units. It has to be a structure with a foundation, footings, water, sewer, power hookup, all those wonderful amenities. What makes it different is typically in single-family residential zoning, you're only allowed to have one home, single-family residential home. And this allows you to have another smaller one as an accessory dwelling unit. Anything that affects people where they live, I think it's important for them to come. Number one, it allows them to comment on it. And number two, it allows them to learn more about it. It seems like no matter how good a job we at the Planning Commission do or even the media does, people have questions that we don't think of to throw out there. So it gives them an opportunity to get information. You know, single-family residential is where most of us live. And so that's what's important to make sure that if this goes through, you're going to be okay with it in your neighborhood. Because if you don't do it, your neighbors might do it. The Planning Commission has approved the draft ordinance. After these hearings, often make changes based upon the public input. So, you know, the recommendation will be sent to the council at the end of this. The draft is on the city website that talks about what the recommendations we're making, but it is just a draft, so it can still be changed before the recommendation goes to council. This is the final step before it goes to council. The hearing will be on May 1st at 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter. We always have a small business portion of the meeting, so just after 6 o'clock, it'll be at City Hall in the council chambers with the Planning Commission and the city planner.
Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. You don't want to make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops, they take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main in Colville. Fast, honest service. Call 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions, or just take your equipment down to Sun Rental. Well, faster than you could take the safety off your gun, the lawsuits against Jay Inslee signing House Bill 1240 banning assault weapons started. They get filed. We get an update from the Second Amendment Foundation on their filing. We talked with Dave Workman.
Governor Jay Inslee was still in the process of signing the House Bill 1240, was actually substitute enhanced House Bill 1240, which bans so-called assault weapons, Tuesday morning. And while he was doing that, the Second Amendment Foundation and its partners were filing a federal lawsuit in U.S. District Court to challenge the constitutionality of that measure. I think they found out about it right when they were wrapping up the press event in the governor's office. And judging from what I saw on TV, I don't think they were terribly happy about it, but too bad. What we're asking for is a preliminary injunction and then a permanent injunction against the enforcement of this thing, because in our opinion, it is clearly unconstitutional. The lawsuit was filed on Second and 14th Amendment grounds. I know that the National Shooting Sports Foundation has filed a lawsuit or was about to file a federal lawsuit challenging the bill. And there's a private group over in Eastern Washington that they may be hooked up with the NRA in this lawsuit. That's a state-level lawsuit filed in state court. My guess is that when the smoke clears, there's going to be three or four major lawsuits filed against this legislation. Although Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson have both said that they expected the lawsuits and they think they will prevail, it's nice to say that in public, but they're thinking about this not in terms of what was in the Bruin ruling, where they've been so far with lawsuits challenging their gun laws. They haven't really beaten the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation, to my knowledge, in any lawsuit challenging previous state gun laws. Those lawsuits, to the best of my knowledge, are actually still in the courts. They're stalled for one reason or another. They haven't advanced very far in the last several months, but they are still very much alive. And I think based on language in the Bruin ruling, we could see some activity that turns things around 180 degrees, and we could find that the state of Washington has passed some gun control laws that just don't pass the smell test.
All right. No doubt we'll be hearing a lot more on that. Colville National Forest going to begin carrying out planned prescribed fire operations, maybe even starting today. It is really going to depend upon weather and wind directions and things like that. The Colville National Forest and the surrounding lands employ a lot of tools to return the landscapes to an appropriate state of historical variability. Rodney Smolden, forest supervisor, says this is a fire-adapted landscape, and prescribed fires provide important ecological benefits to the landscape when conditions allow its application. Again, there can be smoke, certainly in the vicinity of planned burns, and they do. They watch for which wind directions and things like that so that it doesn't get in the populated areas. But we'll keep you up to date as we are able to get the information as the Colville National Forest getting ready for their annual prescribed fire operations. Again, that could start as soon as today.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Seattle Mariner left-hander Robbie Ray going to have surgery to repair the flexor tendon in his pitching elbow. He'll miss the rest of the season. Ray, in the second season of a $115 million five-year contract, he was injured in his season debut against Cleveland March 31st when he walked five. Ray has been real durable for most of his career. He's made at least 28 starts five times since 2016. Including 2021, when he was in Toronto, he won the American League Cy Young Award. So bad news for the Mariners, Robbie Ray out for the year. That was exciting for a while. The Mariners, the Grand Slam home run. J.P. Crawford hit the Grand Slam, doubled, singled for Seattle. Julio Rodriguez, he went deep. He had a home run. Next batter up after Crawford's Grand Slam. The Mariners held the lead till late in the game. They ended up losing 6-5 to the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, Colville, they certainly had no trouble with Priest River yesterday. Colville girls hosting Priest River yesterday afternoon. We had that game on KCVL. Colville kind of walked away with it. 23-5, 4.5 innings. Colville got 5 runs in the first, 10 in the second, 2 in the third, 6 in the fourth. 23 runs, 13 hits for Colville. Colville now going to play Medical Lake on Friday. That'll be 4 in the afternoon. We'll have that game on KCVL. Very busy time for high school sports. Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the expert, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Give Deb a call. Make an appointment, 509-684-2018. Partly sunny, about 68 for a high this afternoon. Sunny and 77 on Friday. 83 the high Saturday. Lots of sunshine, 83 on Sunday. Could get some thunderstorm activity on Monday, a high of 75. 82 on Tuesday, 84 on Wednesday. Again, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Carrier dealers, the authorities are getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd. Calm skies, kind of a, high clouds out there on this Thursday. We are starting the day off very warm, right at 50 degrees. Thursday morning, I'm Eric Carpenter. It's 7:31 at KCVL, KCRK.